Oni koni Feinstuben haben. Ja, bitte. Nio pio kishong tong. No, I did not do that. It's all natural. I did not use steroids. I work out and I swim. Thanks. Man, I answer questions in so many different languages from so many different pieces and people. Mess that up. People. It's more fun to answer your questions. This is Dear Drew, so let's get started. First, we have an email. Now, I'll be the first to admit, I don't have the greatest of posture, and I'm sure some of you have noticed, but most of you notice it and then move on to whatever else is floating through your brain. But one of you saw dollar signs when you saw my posture, and you sent me an email, not a Facebook post, but an email. Now, we're gonna beep out this person's name and company, but we're gonna read you the email pretty quickly. Good morning, Drew. How are you? We're avid Houston Texans fans, and my husband watches your online show, Facebook Mailbag. It's actually called Dear Drew now, but that's neither here nor there. When I see you on the show, I notice you're working against the computer equipment you have. My name is with and I help create a better work environment by training and product implementation. I would love to meet with you at your workstation and see about mocking up a keyboard, monitor arm, and LED lighting solution. That sounds pretty expensive. Thanks so much for the offer, but I just don't have the dollars right now.
Cha-ching.
I'm sorry. Chang chong. Boom.
Brandon Cooley has this. Dear Drew, J.J. Watt did not score any touchdowns against Pittsburgh. Are his skills declining? Shannon Boudouse has a question that many of you asked. It's a good one. I've seen rumors of a first-round pick and an Andre Johnson trade for Tom Brady. Is there any truth to that? No. Why would that happen? Seriously, ask yourself. If something is too good to be true, will it happen?
No. No.
Jose Soto. Hey, Drew, do you think the Texans could go after Russell Wilson, knowing with all their problems up there? If it's too good to be true and it doesn't make any sense, then no, no. Stevie A. McHugh. Drew, do you see what I see?
Do you hear what I hear? Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy.
Jeremy Bell just asked, Tebow will play for cheap. And no, he won't play for cheap. But what's wrong with you people?
No, no, mm-mm. Mm-mm. No, 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 no.
We love Holly Folsom, and Holly asks, Dear Drew, will we see the return of that awesome stash next month? She's talking about my mustache that I grew from November last year and the year before that, and I'm kind of undecided, but I might grow it back. You might see me do that. Just watch and see, okay? John Short has this, what happened to utilizing tight ends? That's a really good question, Jan, and we're happy that you asked it. You know, it's been a game plan by game plan week, so the Texans have focused on running the ball more some weeks or getting it to DeAndre Hopkins and Andre Johnson, others. But I think you're going to see some games where Fedorowicz and Graham and Griffin, maybe not in that order, but those three guys, the tight ends, are going to get passes thrown their way quite a bit more than we've seen over the first, you know, chunk of this season. But good question, and because of that, you win $50 in Texas Lottery scratch-off, so it's your lucky day, Jan. You guys, there's some good questions in there. Once again, you guys delivered the mail in more ways than one. Thank you for sending those in. And we'll do another Dear Drew next Friday.